can a football team actually breathe life into a city? Well, New Orleans Saints fans say yes. For many, their team's long climb to the Super Bowl is symbolic of their city's long struggle to recover from Hurricane Katrina. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
This might help you understand just how big the Super Bowl is in the Big Easy. Some of the city's finest restaurants are closing on Sunday evening. Oh, and on the first big weekend of Carnival, parades have been rescheduled around the game. The most prized throws will be black and gold, not purple. Not only is it Mardi Gras, but voters here are choosing a mayor Saturday. Even candidate Mitch Landrieu is still reveling in that overtime field goal that sent the Saints to Miami.
Everybody, without thinking about it, reached out and held their neighbor's hands, and the entire stadium was holding hands at the time that that ball actually went through the uprights. It was just extraordinary. It was one of the greatest moments I've had in my life. It was cathartic.
Pigs have flown. Hell is frozen over. The Saints are on their way to the Super Bowl.
That was the radio call from WWL's Jim Henderson. Fans here have been wandering in the football desert for more than 40 years. They donned paper bags for a while, but the Aints are no more. Now it's a Houdat nation.
Curtis, you better put in a pan of mag.
Over lunch at the Cafe Reconcile this week, a training ground for inner city youth, diners contemplated what the Saints mean to the city.
They have lifted our spirits.
Katie Hall is sharing a meal of crab cakes, collard greens, and cornbread with her husband, Joseph.
New Orleans, of course, have gone through a lot. And I think the spirit of the Saints becoming winners indicate that we as a city can become a winner.
Everybody now want to get on the Houdat bandwagon. But we've been on the Houdat bandwagon. We knew we had something. The name, not the Saints, for no reason.
One of those new dats, as they're called, is 18-year-old waitress Naisha Windsor.
Houdat.
She's no football fan, she says, but thinks the Saints' success has been healing for a city often divided by race.
People really don't care if you black or white or Asian or whatever. Everybody come together because they're happy about the Saints winning.
It's awesome. It's awesome. It's bringing the city together more than anything has brought this city together in 20 years.
44-year-old Mike Berg.
I just think it's a validation of hard work. I think it's a validation of not giving up. And I think the city has truly not given up.
The joy is contagious. From a pilot-led chorus of Houdats on a flight bound for New Orleans to the billboard on I-10 that counts down the days, hours, and minutes till kickoff. At a campaign event at the House of Blues this week, jazz pianist Alan Toussaint shared the spirit.
Houdat. Houdat. That's what I say. This is the next biggest news since Katrina. So what a transition.
Toussaint says this celebration is due.
It's like fitting and proper that we should have this moment. Because we've seen some weird days following the Saints. But through it all, it's been jolly and it's been a party. And, of course, this is the biggest party ever.
From the Houdat Nation, Debbie Elliott, NPR News.